The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, has expressed concern about the spate of collapsed buildings across the country and asked the Ghana Institution of Engineers to sit up. She said they must set up a task force to monitor structures being put up and ensure there is a structural engineer involved or stop the work. This is contained in a speech delivered on her behalf by Justice of the Court of Appeal, Mr. Justice Isifutanko Amadu, to launch the inaugural evening lecture of the Ghana Institution of Engineers in Accra. The Ethics and Leadership Lecture Series will be delivered monthly. The inaugural lecture was on the topic, Transformational Leadership and Ethics, a Key Drive for Excellence and Wealth Creation, and was delivered by Dr. Delanyo Adedevo. The Chief Justice urged the engineering body to endeavour to bring any of their members found to have been involved in the construction of a collapsed structure to book, but must give them fair hearing. She said they must make provision in their code of ethics for sanctions, but this must be within the dictates of the Constitution. Delivering the lecture, Dr. Adedevo called for what he called an aggressive leadership to lead the country into a better future. He was worried about the country being a net importer of finished products from the developed countries.
We have to insist. We can't continue this way. There must come the time when a number of Ghanaians will rise up and say, we are demanding a new approach to our economic development. It's got to be based on the adding of value to our natural resources, not based on the export and sales of our raw materials. And my point is that if what we are bringing to the table is our raw materials and what we are taking from others is their secondary product, then that trend in itself is going to postpone our own industrialization. And so Ghana cannot just base her economy on selling raw materials. We have to add value to our resources.
Dr. Adedevo also touched on the current power outages.
It cannot be attributed to leadership that simply, but I will say that collectively for us as a people, we should have foreseen this and we should have planned for it. Whereas we did and we did, we don't have the means to actually execute our plans. I don't know all the details, but for where we are now, I think that we should endure the challenges temporarily whilst planning strategically for enough energy as we move into the future with the resolve that this will not happen to our dear country, Ghana, again.